at KVTA.
Workforce Wednesday, a snapshot of local employer resource information, is brought to you by the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County, bringing people and opportunities together.
And welcome back to Workforce Wednesday, a monthly broadcast from the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County. Recently, National Apprenticeship Week highlighted the fact that apprenticeships are a great way to recruit, train, and retain highly skilled workers. The program is a win-win for both employers and job seekers. Here to talk about apprenticeships are two members of the Workforce Development Board. We have Anthony Mireles, the president and business representative for Laborers Local 585 Ventura. Also, Tony Skinner, executive secretary treasurer of the Tri-Counties Building and Construction Trades Council. Gentlemen, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
It's great to have you in here this morning on News Talk 1590 KVTA. And let's get straight to it. Tony, apprenticeships are good for business. We all know that. For every dollar spent on apprenticeships in the U.S., there is an average gain of $1.47 in increased productivity. What are the other advantages to employers?
Well, you create a diversified and flexible workforce, number one, which eliminates the need for expensive recruiting every time you need help. It also increases productivity. Employees in a structured training program seem to be more motivated to succeed, and it also reduces the cost of labor turnover because people have a higher morale and they see more career opportunities in that business, and being trained gets them ready for career mobility.
Yeah, again, a lot of times when you go through high school, college, and things like that, the hands-on thing isn't there quite as much.
No.
An apprenticeship, you're not only working, you're with the masters in the field. So that's a huge advantage. Anthony, what types of apprenticeships does Laborers Local 585 offer in Ventura County?
We provide training in water main, sewer, storm drain installation, landscaping, concrete placement, like working on the freeways and the buildings, asphalt, a lot of the traffic control out there, the demolition. We assist in the solar systems. And all the contractors working on public work jobs, they're required to use apprentices. So we have provided the training for that.
And it's interesting because that's like, as we say, draw a line under it, just about everything when you look at what's happening
Yes.
in the community. Tell us how the electrical apprenticeship program works in Ventura County. How do you get involved?
Okay, it's a five-year Earn While You Learn program. Our apprentices go to school two nights a week in Oxnard at our training center. And then they also go through 8,000 hours of on-the-job training with a qualified journey person. The requirements are you have to have a driver's license, a birth certificate or a passport, a high school diploma or a GED. And then you also have to have either a year of high school algebra or a semester of college algebra. There's a lot of algebra in our training, and so you need to be able to get through that. We take applications every Tuesday from 2 to 4:30. We take them from April through August. We've already started our next year's program. What happens is you come in, you take our equivalency test, which is a math and reading comprehension test. After that, we'll schedule you for an interview in front of our labor management committee, which is made up of both contractors and journeyman wiremen. We generally take 20 to 25 apprentices a year here in Ventura County. The starting wage for them is $16.24 an hour, plus health benefits for them and their family. Journeyman rate right now is $40.61, and plus benefits, which is health and pension.
That's pretty good. And the other thing that you hit early in this part of the conversation is instructors in high school, teachers, have to say, this is why you're taking algebra.
Yes.
Because the kids look and say, what am I doing this for? This is never going to help me. But if they just said $16.32 with benefits, if you just learned this is the need and this is the reason to learn algebra.
I always tell the story about Pythagorean theorem when I was going through it. You know, I'm never going to, this isn't going to help me balance a checkbook or anything. I used it every day of my life as an electrician.
Yeah, and if people only knew that, things like laying down pavers and doing all of this work, there's a reason you're taking this. But when you're in school, a lot of times it's why are they doing this to me?
Exactly.
It's weird, but that's great to hear. So kids, algebra. Let's get into that. Let's go back to the apprenticeship program here. What are the roles of the employer, the worker, and the local, Anthony?
Okay, well, the employer, he provides a safe environment, working conditions. He provides the opportunity for the worker to work there. The paycheck for the worker, and the worker, what they're supposed to do is take the training, show up on time, be reliable, be productive, willing to work. And our guys are willing to work because, you know, like his program starts, I forgot what he said, but ours start off at 17 and then they end up at 34. So now you got a guy or girl that's willing to work and to show up to the job, and they know this is a career. They're going to get a pension to benefit out of this, and that's their role. And we as the local, we mentor them, we put them through training, we get them involved, active with the community, community events, and community jobs. Basically, that's about what we do, yeah.
And I like the fact that you do mention men and women.
Yes.
Because this is open to women, and they can make the same wage and have the same skills
exactly.
as a guy, because a lot of times we stereotype in our heads, it's guys, guys, guys.
Yeah.
And women could definitely get in here. You know, young women in high school who are wondering what to do with their lives, this is certainly a career that's offered to them. Let's stay with you, Anthony, on this one. What do employers say about working with apprentices? How does this go into their lives?
We get good feedback. We go and we talk with the foremen in the job, and then a lot of times they'll call us and say, hey, can I have the guy back? I got another job. Because sometimes they don't have a full contract with us. They have just one contract for the summer or whatever. Then they call us back, hey, is George still available? You know, we want him back. He's a great worker. So a lot of times we get good feedback. Our workers are reliable. They're on time. They're productive. They're drug-free because our program, we drug test. We have nothing but good things to say.
That's good to hear. And along with algebra, I think the kids need an alarm clock. We can work
absolutely.
On those two.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Algebra and an alarm clock. Those are the two things. Tony, creating more opportunities for apprenticeships is now a national priority. If an employer might be interested in having an apprentice, what is a good way to get started with the program?
What I'd do is I'd go to the Workforce Development Board website at workforceventuracounty.org. There you'll find a link that will link you up to the Department of Apprenticeship Standards with the state of California, and they will walk you through the process on what it takes and how to go about starting your own apprenticeship program.
And the other thing here that's really important is we're talking about aging in two areas here. One, the employees, the workers are aging out because the boomers are going, and plus the infrastructure is aging out too. So there's a lot of need for workers, and there's a lot of work that needs to be done.
Yeah, there's a lot of tax dollars. The Congress just passed the transportation bill, $305 billion, and we know how California's going to get a chunk of it. We know there's going to be money coming to the port, the highways, Caltrans, so there's an opportunity. Like our boot camps, we already had 5 this year, and ours is about 30 people in the boot camps. And then now the oil fields, too, they're going to have to train. 70% of their workers have to come to apprenticeship. But they're also going to get better wages and better benefits to us. So the need is there. Infrastructure's is out there, and we're short workers. The labor force we need a labor force in this county.
You wonder how many miles of just water line alone, sewage line, there is in California.
Oh.
Remarkable, you know, how many miles of that, and how often do we see the latest picture of one blowing up? You know, we had a few of those down south in L.A. All this work has to be done, and we're talking with the new mayor about infrastructure right here in the city of Ventura, which
exactly.
is 150 years old in 2016.
Yeah, I saw in the paper where he wants to do a sales tax
initiative
because just for infrastructure.
Yeah, just to pay for all of that. We were chatting about that yesterday with the new mayor here in Ventura. Anything you want to close with to get the kids motivated, maybe get teachers in high school telling kids about, you know, this great career opportunity, because, you know, the pay for one at 16 plus and benefits tied into that. And you kids, you see, you don't get what benefits are until you get old and creaky. So you got to make sure you understand that a benefits package is a huge part of what you're getting with your salary too.
Yeah, and in our union, and I'm sure like the other unions too, once they got 5 good working credits, you're vested in a pension. You can't find that anywhere else right now. And that means that even if they go somewhere else, they come back at a retirement age, they can still pick up that pension, even if they put less than 10 years but the minimum is 5. So the career is there, the choice is there. It's if you're not going to go to college, this is what's there. Even we're looking now, so you know, veterans coming back from the war, we have opportunities.
Boy, that'd be a great opportunity. What a great job to get after fighting and serving for the country, to come in and get a great union
job. Yeah, we
job.
Do that through our Helmets to Hard Hats program with the building trades. And the other thing I want to say is, our industry, you're never going to have to worry about it getting outsourced. We're always going to be here. We're always going to be building things.
All right, Tony Anthony, it's such a nutcase. It's like I just realized they kind of have the same name. See how I did that?
That's why he goes by Anthony.
Yeah,
Tony,
yeah,
Tony,
exactly.
Tony.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for coming
Thanks,
in.
Spence.
Great information here. To learn more about apprenticeships, visit the Workforce Development Board website at workforceventuracounty.org. You can call 805-477-5306, 805-477-5306. That's workforceventuracounty.org or 805-477-5306.
The business, education, labor, economic development, government, and community organization members of the Workforce Development Board are committed to workforce development for economic vitality in Ventura County. To learn more, go to workforceventuracounty.org.